USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Brexit will take effect in the UK today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Britain leaving the European Union and going it alone for the first time since 1973. Not everyone's happy. In Northern Ireland, residents are uncertain about their future. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald says,
"Today is a very sad day. People in the north did not consent to Brexit. This is not something that people on the island of Ireland want, bar a small minority."
Another Democrat has dropped out of the field running for the White House, the former Maryland Representative John Delaney, announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates are in part behind his reason for dropping out. He adds it was a privilege to campaign for the Democratic nomination, and he'll work now to see to it that President Trump does not get reelected. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Brexit has arrived. At 6 p.m. Eastern today, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. The Trump administration's proposed Middle East peace plan facing criticism from former President Jimmy Carter. The proposal would more than double Palestinian territory while giving Israel sovereignty over West Bank settlements. Carter says the plan undercuts the prospects for peace and dooms the two-state solution. Super Bowl weekend is dawning in Miami. All the excitement and build-up for the big game, and the president and chair of the Super Bowl 54 host committee, Rodney Barreto, says they're expecting lots of people to flock to South Beach for the NFL's biggest weekend.
There's going to be 65,000 lucky fans will go to the game. We anticipate another 150,000 on top of that. We're here for the parties, for the entertainment, for all the nightlife, and, you know, just for here for all the hoopla.
It's San Francisco against Kansas City, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumped 20% in 2019 to an 8-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running U.S.-China trade dispute. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns that never seem to end. An Orthodox Jewish couple from Michigan suing American Airlines after they were kicked off a flight last year amid claims of body odor. Yehuda Adler and his wife Jenny and their toddler were told to leave the Miami to Detroit flight in January 2019. Their suit claims that a gate agent said he knew people of their religion only bathed once a week. The suit goes on to argue their clothing and appearance singled them out for religious and racial discrimination. The airline says several people complained of the odor and nothing was done based on the couple's religion. The couple says they had just showered that morning. And personal income and spending figures rising. The Commerce Department reports that personal income rose 0.2% in December. Household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rose even as savings fell from November into December. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.